Welcome back to the Breakthrough Podcast. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. We are in year 4 of the Breakthrough Podcast. Can you believe that? Yep. Each year we provided 24 impactful segments about formerly incarcerated individuals who are now entrepreneurs, as well as organizations that are supporting those individuals. Just wanted to come on to share with you the first 3 episodes. We did a little something different. We actually did this last year as well. I go out into the community and work with organizations that focus on providing services for formerly incarcerated individuals. This particular organization you're familiar with is called Pivot. We're there pretty much at least twice a year working with their audience. So for the first 2 episodes, you'll learn about what we actually do. I mean, I actually go through the process. Actually, you will see it. We're going to go through the process of providing entrepreneurship bootcamp. So if you're somebody that's interested in having a boot camp and you have at least 10 individuals, you can shoot me an email at omar@edacmorgan.com. That's omar@edacmorgan.com. And the 3rd episode is about the winners. Yep, we have winners who go through a pitch competition and they're going to tell you their story. So first episode is about Pivot. We actually go through some aspects of the entrepreneurship bootcamp. It's from 10 to 1, 3 hours. You'll get to see exactly what we do. And if you're interested, like I indicated, we want to come to your organization as well. So stay tuned to those 3 episodes. And then the next episodes, 4 through 9, we focus on what happened at our Impact Conference last year. So we'll replay some of those videos and we look forward to having your feedback from those as well. So again, Omar Muhammad, if you're looking to reach out to me, my email is omar@edacmorgan.com. That's edacmorgan.com. Until we see each other again, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
Tell us your name, or tell the people your name, and also why you feel like entrepreneurship is important.
My name is Jessica Barr, and it's important to me because of my brothers and sisters. They all own their own business. They all are doing excellent in their business and careers right now, and I just want to follow their lead too and be my own boss.
Okay. So tell us about your business that you pitched for the competition.
So I pitched a food truck business. I'm really into cooking good and healthy meals. The name of my food truck was called Wednesdays, which is we encourage delicious, nutritional, enticing, savory dishes all year.
Talk about it. Acronyms.
I want to encourage people to eat more healthy, but the food can still taste delicious. Yes.
Okay. What kind of population do you feel like you're going to serve?
I'm trying to serve a mixed variety of crowd. I just don't want to serve my ethnic, but I want to be able to feed food to all types of people.
Okay. So you were one of the winners of the pitch contest. Can you tell us how you felt? Can you tell us how you felt about your, when you were preparing for your pitch?
Well, I was kind of nervous and under a lot of pressure because I didn't know if my idea was going to be selected or not. So I was a little nervous, but the type of person I am, I always jump out there. I always move forward. So I just went on and did it.
And what do you feel like was something that was a benefit of being in the boot camp?
It just gave me a lot of insight on how to start my entrepreneur business, and how each step and process it is that you go through to get to when you actually start your business. You actually have to do a couple steps first.
Is there anything that like stands out to you that was like an aha moment?
I was so busy. busy on pitching my idea.
Well, was there anything that you, when you were pitching your idea, that you were like, oh, this is something I didn't think about?
Oh, yeah. So one of the things was when they was telling you need like a legal team. I never thought of that at first because I'm selling food, but what if I'm making food and it might make someone sick or something? So them telling me about making sure I have a legal team, an accountant, people to help me with my business was very good.
Overall, how do you feel about the group camp experience? And do you believe that others would, how do you feel like it could benefit others?
Well, it could benefit a lot of people. I mean, they're helping you, giving money towards your business, to start your business up. They also giving you information on how to start your business and how to keep it intact and in line. So I can already tell people about the ride, the pitch for your start your entrepreneur business. I've told so many people.
Gotcha. How specifically people that are have criminal backgrounds and things like that, how do you feel like this opportunity helps them?
This helped a lot of people with criminal background. I mean, I'm going through something right now and it still gave me the opportunity to launch my own business. So I would go out here and tell anyone, someone without a background or with a background, but people with a background, this will be more helpful to them for when they're trying to get into certain jobs and they're not allowing them. But if you have great creative ideas and you can pitch it to them, start your own business and be your own boss.
Okay. Any final thoughts or statements from you?
That Rise helped me to really want to invest into myself. Just sitting in at boot camp, listening to them, and they giving us a lot of information back on each step to help you get to where you have to go, it made me really realize that I want to start my own food truck business.
And just for the record, what place were you?
I was at Pivot.
I mean, I'm talking about the competition. That's true. But what place
were
you at?
Oh, I came in at first place.
Okay. Yeah. As a first place as the grand prize winner and all of that, how did that make you feel?
It made me feel good. It made me feel like other people believe in my idea too. Thanks to Pivot.
Well, my name is Demir Latham, and the business I was pitching was called Express Hair and Wigs. Mm-hmm. It's a business tailored to children with cancer.
Okay. And what big thing did you want to do with your business?
Starting out, I at least want to make sure like my wigs get to at least one children's hospital at no cost to anyone, like the family doesn't have to pay for it.
Gotcha. And so like you mentioned, you wanted to get it to the children's hospital. What's the big mission behind Express Wigs?
Just to bring like awareness to not just allowing kids to express themselves like through toys, but just bringing awareness that it is other things that you can help them with expressing themselves and their personality mm-hmm. through other things, which is hair.
Mm-hmm. And who is Express Wigs going to serve?
Starting out, I know Express Wigs is going to serve just children with cancer.
Right. So the idea of Express Wigs is to help children with cancer to express themselves through their hair?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Is there any, you have all types of hair or hair types? Because you know, like, different demographics of people have different hair types, so what did that look like?
I know it's going to be like different ethnicities, so it's not just one.
Right.
So it's just basically researching different ethnicities and like their hair type and how I go from there, basically having me be able to tailor to each and every ethnicity, not just one.
Gotcha. In terms of the pitch competition and Ride, how did you feel like the pitch competition went?
To be honest, I was nervous at first. This was an idea that Ben came up with, but I really didn't have like the confidence and the courage to really pitch the idea. So when I was given the opportunity, I was like, okay, I mean, why not? So I mean, it can either be a yes, it can be a no, but at least I'll just try to pitch that idea to see if it works.
Right. So what did it feel like when you were announced as a winner?
Nerve-wracking and shocking, because I mean, it felt good, to be honest, because I didn't think that my idea would be acknowledged, like it will get the feedback that it got, because it's, I mean, it's not an idea that I want just for profit, it's a passion. So it's, I mean, that really gave me the motivation to push and go through with it.
Okay. And what do you think, well, what's your overall feelings for the boot camp? So y'all were in there, you know, pretty much all day. What are some feedback or some takeaways you had from the boot camp in general?
Feedback in boot camp was like just learning about like ways to break down like your net profits, just like the overall idea of money managing and how to go about business and the things to look out for and what you need to know. So that was helpful because I took an entrepreneurship class before, and the information I got in there was more clarity of what I got before. So that really helped.
Yeah. Is there anything that like stands out to you that you're just like, oh, this is when I had like an aha moment, or any like key moments that you had during the workshop?
Any key moment I had during the workshop was basically I can't really say aha moments, but I can say like just like the breakdown of the knowledge that I was getting. Mm-hmm. And that it is, oh, I'm getting nervous.
Okay. So, what did you have any like major takeaways during, or aha moments during the boot camp?
Okay, I wouldn't say I had like aha moments, but one thing I did take away is like the breakdown of marketing, managing, because a lot of businesses fail when you don't have like a lot of information, the correct information that you need to know when it comes to dealing with a business, and he broke it down.
Yeah, I think like even one of the things that I thought of when I first was in the boot camp was the surveying, and just how important that information is. Like, you're saying that you wanna have a business, but most of the time, how often do people actually find out if like, there's a market for it, you know what I mean? So I think that was like something that was super cool. Any final thoughts or anything you want to say to Omar, Natasha, or Rod, or anything?
Yes, I just want to say thank you for putting us on the spot, because sometimes it works being put on the spot, because it gives you that motivation, it gives you that drive. And me, I never really like had the confidence. I never pitched the idea, never pitched the business. It was just an idea that I felt like that was needed. And there is not no other idea like that out there right now. So I know that it can impact people and it can impact their lives. So I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity and believing me to do that.
Yeah. All right, so now I got one follow-up question based off what you just said. How did it feel being put on the spot?
Nerve-wracking. I'm not used to being put on the spot. A lot of times I get nervous. A lot of times I get like really like I'll get stuck. But I mean, I did get a little stuck and I did get a little nervous, but I knew I needed to pitch this idea. So I kind of got stuck, but I kind of worked through it.
Yeah. So what do you feel about the opportunity that RISE gives to people who have been incarcerated? What do you feel like that opportunity allows them to have?
It gives us a chance, basically. I know, like, being incarcerated and coming back out of society, a lot of people limit themselves based off of being incarcerated. And having a program that actually deals with incarcerated people that's re-entering to society who have ideas, who just don't know how to get it out there. And it gives them the opportunity to have a voice and to really get that out there and maybe, you know, and give us the resources and the help and the knowledge to actually push us to achieve.